This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 16th day of July, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, a month from today, August 16th, I will be speaking in Springfield, Missouri at the Hilton Doubletree Hotel. There's details at my website, thelibertyman.com. And if you have a group, a patriotic group, a church group, Oath Keepers, Tea Party, whatever. Details on my coming to speak to your group are also at my website, thelibertyman.com. We will have a J.R. Moore radio show meetup this Thursday, tomorrow evening, dinner at 5 p.m. at the Benton Square Restaurant in Rolla, Missouri, in a public dining area, meeting in a private meeting area on the third floor. You do not need to buy dinner to attend the meeting. Look forward to seeing you there. Dave Hodges, as most days, has written an excellent article. This one has to do with psychotropic drugs and our children. I encourage you to go to Dave Hodges' website, the Common Sense Show. Finally, our prepper tip of the day. I haven't talked about James Wesley Rawls for a while, but I've been a big fan of Jim Rawls and his work for many years, going back to the late 1990s. His book that he wrote and has rewritten several times. The current version is titled Patriots, A Novel of Survival in the Coming Collapse. very well done. It has a index at the end. How many novels have you read that has an index at the end? In fact, I wrote an index and mailed it to James on one of the earlier versions of his book. That's how much I think of it. So I encourage you to read his book. It has to do with a fast-moving economic disaster in the United States, which has certainly a lot of veracity to it. We do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught mathematics at the university level. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He is a radio talk show host, the author of a number of excellent books that I encourage you to get and read. And good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. How are you doing today?
Well, it's September and July. We're running temperatures typically not seen before the third or fourth week of September, and nobody's complaining. Nobody is complaining.
that's true. It's very fall-like, let's put it that way. And but, you know, the reality is we are, and this is affecting crops, and that's the way I view it.
Oh, yes.
The crops this year are just taking a beating all over. I mean, the California drought, the Midwest early flooding, and then actually drought in some areas. But in Ohio, they were, in Indiana, they were planting corn in mid-June, which is still possible. But with this cold weather, it just is not going to make it. Corn requires 100 days of day and night above 70 degrees, and any variation from that is going to suffer. So this is suffering time, let's put it that way.
Jim, I read that the fields in Minnesota are so moist that the farmers can't get their equipment out into the fields.
Yeah, it's true. The flooding there was horrendous, and you have the question is this manipulated? And I was on a talk show yesterday, and a listener wrote in, and they said they had heard on the weather report, they didn't say which one, but that the storm off of Japan is causing our cold weather. And I said, you know, what an absurd statement, you know, that one weather system over by Japan is somehow causing our cold weather. But the point is that weather reporting is being used to cover many things that are going on. And I don't know if this is manipulated. All I can tell you is where I am, which is far north, the chemtrails are constant. And you can see them. They're parallel. And they'll every 30 minutes come by. One after the other.
Right. Well, this is very disturbing, and you know, having bad weather is one thing, but having it be an intentional matter created and manipulated by scientists working for the government is something else altogether, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's real difficult to say what's going on, but people are going to see the effects in the food pricing this fall. And finding real food is going to be more and more difficult. So what I encourage people to do is they have to take care of themselves. The cities are going to be in have a big problem. Now, I want to see if you can confirm this, John. I got an email. It was from a blog, and I haven't been able to confirm it, but it said that Putin has given an edict in Russia outlawing Monsanto, and he said if they bring it into the Ukraine, which was apparently what was going on, he said they will consider it an act of war. Now, have you heard anything like this?
I haven't yet, but if that's true, it won't be hard to verify it. And quite frankly, I hope it is true. You know, Monsanto is in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. What they're doing is absolutely evil, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. So But the list of countries, especially Eastern European countries, that have outlawed Monsanto or any GMO, so they're like the poster child for GMO. But remember, there's hundreds and hundreds of companies that are locked into that chemical food business, Kraft Food, Coca-Cola, Cargill. You know, just the list is extensive.
Right.
And then the subordinate companies, the list of those companies is even more extensive.
Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 16th day of July. Cover 6 Gear is where you can get the highest quality holsters, the leather models, which is the single point and the hybrid, are handmade one at a time by Amish craftsmen. The outside the waistband Kydex holsters are also made in the United States by American craftsmen. In Kansas, in the lovely state of Kansas. These are the best quality holsters you can get for the money. These are mil-spec holsters suitable for law enforcement, and of course for you civilians to carry them, concealed carry or open carry, either one. A dramatic increase in demand for open carry holsters in the state of Kansas since the law has changed there. You can get all the details at cover6gear.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. If you don't want to give your credit card over the internet, you can make a phone call to place your order at 877-373-6660. I'll say again, 877-373-6660. Cover6gear.com. We're visiting this morning with Professor James McCanning. He is an author, and he has a radio show. Jim, tell us how people can listen to your radio show.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, the largest radio station in the world, heard worldwide, the frequency is 9.350. And also Friday evening at 10 p.m. and Saturday morning, 3 a.m., it's heard from WTWW Nashville, and the frequency there is 5.830 megahertz. All of my archives are on my webpage, jmccsci.com.
Jim, I haven't been to the studios at WWCR, but I've driven past their tower in Nashville, and from half a mile away, it's one of those, oh my goodness, moments. I've never seen a radio tower anywhere in the United States like what these guys have. It is phenomenal. It is phenomenal.
And when I travel, and I've been just about every place, I listen to my own radio show. I monitor it, and the signal comes in everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know what the investors and owners of WWCR told the engineers, but I believe what they told them was, we're going to build the biggest, best radio transmitting tower that the planet's ever seen. Amazing. Anyway, Jim, you're the author of a number of books. It seems like you're... productivity of books has been increasing the last 3 years or so, I am a student of your work, and I encourage everybody to get your books, read your books, and ladies and gentlemen, these are books that will educate you as to the reality of our world, the way it really is, as opposed to what we've been taught in school. Right, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. I just cannot believe when every day I see on the newspapers or wherever the misinformation that's just being pounded on the public. But these books are designed, first of all, when I wrote them, I wrote them for all time. It's not like some books, they're written in, okay, that's good for that year, and that's the end of it. These books were written to be valid in 100 years. So the whole series of books are something that you'd pass down to your kids for them to read and learn.
Well, that's good to know. And anybody who's a researcher and reader will tell the difference very quickly between the books that are very time sensitive and will be out of date relatively soon, and those which will stand the test of time. And, of course, I read both. There's nothing wrong with a book that's time-sensitive, it has value on one hand. On the other, a book that will stand the test of time and be good decades into the future is something very special, Jim, and I'm really glad you're doing this kind of work.
In fact, the books are selling now as well as they did when they first came out. So, like the Planet X, Comets, and Earth Changes book and other books are doing quite well, in spite of the fact that they're well over a decade old, and based on a lot of the content in the appendices is based on work that's over 30 years old, some of it reaching over 35 years old.
Right.
So it literally stood the test of time, and it hasn't changed, and that's why I put those appendices in the book to show that everything that NASA is doing now is they're inching towards trying to copy my work. In fact, the other day it was almost comical. Some NASA scientists from Johns Hopkins University and Goddard Space Flight Center came out and said now they believe in electric asteroids. Gee, I wonder if electric comets will be next on their list.
Oh, yes. They have to incrementally release this, because if they do it too quickly, they'll humiliate themselves, won't they?
Yeah, but it's just, and of course, they have to give it their tier two twist, I call it, where they try and make up some hocus-pocus explanation, which doesn't make any sense, that light should hit something and all of a sudden asteroids should be charged and could pose a problem, a health problem to astronauts, you know, and this is the vein that they're working on, but it's just absurd.
It is. It is.
Electric asteroid from NASA.
There was a headline on Drudge yesterday that NASA will prove that we are not alone in the universe and use humans to do it. I've known for some time, since I started interacting with people in the satellite industry, that it's common. It's just like knowing yesterday's baseball scores. It's common in the satellite industry to know that there are satellites orbiting Earth that modern human beings did not place there. Some as old as 12,000 plus years old, and some much, much newer. And the one gentleman in the satellite industry, he said, John, think about it. We're going to launch something up there, a new satellite that's worth tens of millions of dollars. It's not optional. We have to know everything that's orbiting Earth, its size, its trajectory, its orbit, so that we can stay out of the way of it. It is not optional. And, Jim, this is common knowledge within the satellite industry, within certain parts of the U.S. government, that these satellites are up there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, doing whatever the satellites do. And it's kind of an open, well-kept secret, Jim.
Yeah, there's a lot of secrets, and the real issue is that they have to keep the public very stupid about science, and they're doing a good job of it. Unfortunately, the average level of science knowledge for a human in the United States is terrible. It's just absolutely, absolutely terrible.
It is. It is, and I don't see any hope for improvement except from those youngsters who happen to be homeschooled or go to private schools where they still teach real science.
Yeah, that's true, and there again, that's where a lot of people are using my books for their kids that are homeschooled, or even if they go to a regular school, they're using my books so that the kids get a real education. And, of course, I get feedback all the time where they go to school and they're just sitting there listening to this complete garbage being handed to them day after day, month after month, year after year. And it couldn't possibly be true, and the teachers have no clue. They've been trained in the university system to be teachers, and even though they try hard, the result is that the textbooks that they're using and they have to use are just Mickey Mouse ridiculous fairy tale.
Absolutely,
science.
They are. Hold that thought, Jim. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right there.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 16th of July. Freeze-dry guy has a July special. Imagine you could buy a $100,000 house for $70,000. That would be a 30% discount. Well, that's what we got going at Freeze-Dry Guy here. 30% off. 30% off cases of freeze-dried food, such as rice and chicken, spaghetti with meat sauce, chili mac with beef, vegetable stew with beef. A great, great discount that will allow you to fill up your larder with high-quality Mountain House food, very nutritious, very tasty. And you can get all the nutritional facts, the price per case delivered to your door to the lower 48 at freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours. Here it is, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, give us a shorthand version of your website, if you would, please.
The URL is www.jmccsti.com.
Outstanding.
So seven letters, jmccsti.com.
We've got a couple of callers on hold. First, across the Atlantic Ocean in the United Kingdom, we've got Patrick. Good morning, Patrick.
Yes, hello, John. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes. Yeah, greetings, from the UK. It's about 75, 76 today. Nice warm day. Yeah, I just thought I'd just touch bases on the GMO stuff. You know, I think that so much of the population is still in the dark about GMO, not just the dangers of GMO, but the things a lot of people tend to confuse what's been going on for decades, what the scientists have been thinking. When you, for example, you may hear about the scientists, the food scientists, we've created an amazing new variety of broccoli called tender stem broccoli. Now, they did that sort of 20, 25 years ago.
Right.
By cross-pollinating two existing types of broccoli, or one was broccoli, another one was a Japanese or a Chinese kailan, and they produced this thing. Now, there's people there that believe that is genetically edited, you know, that is
that's
GMO.
Just cross-pollinating. That's not genetic modification.
Well, we know that.
That's been around for centuries, what they did there. Yeah.
Well, that's right. But the thing is that people are still in the dark, and what we need is more, I don't know, if you've got maybe people like yourselves that have got, you know, websites of good traffic, you know, maybe some videos which can link to that and stuff like that, which can explain it. People don't know the difference. I mean, I was talking to my father recently. You know, he thinks that's GMO, when you just take, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that, because they could have cross-pollinated naturally if they were brought together without, you know, being put into test tubes and things. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's tender stem, for example, that's one, I'm sure it's sold in the U.S. I mean, they do it with plants, with roses, you know, flowers and things. But people confuse the two. And
They do.
Well, that's all I really wanted to say, really.
Okay. Well, thank you, Patrick. Don't be a stranger. You're welcome to call anytime. Jim, any response before we move on to our next caller?
Yeah, the simplest thing for people to do regarding this, and to understand what to buy, not what to buy when you go to the grocery store, look up, it's called GMA, Grocer Manufacturer Association. And go there and look at the companies that, what I'm doing is recommending people boycott all of these companies. Simply don't buy their product. Just bypass them on the grocer shelf. And the more that you do that and tell other people, remember that a large corporation lives on about a 5% margin. If we can just get 5% of the people to stop buying these products, it'll put a lot of them out of business.
Absolutely. We got our next caller here, a regular caller, Steve in Virginia. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I just had a question about EMP protection, if there's any solutions there that might be feasible. And also, I had a question about the when you mentioned the satellites, it brought to mind the one I've heard of, the Black Knight, if that's still accurate. But is there any way to know who... the origin of this satellite, or and if there are others like that. Very interesting.
I'll answer first, and any follow-up from Jim is welcome. The secrets are kept, Steve, by compartmentalization. And I've had first-hand contact with people very close, and second-hand contact with people as high as U.S. senators. Even U.S. senators are kept out of the loop as to the details of knowledge regarding the Black Knight satellite and these other satellites. I think part of what this is all about is to keep, and there's many parts to this, but part of it is to keep alive the flawed, non-scientific belief of Darwinian evolution that one species can become another species. When you find out, and if you become a student of archaeology, as I have, the farther back you go in human history, the more sophisticated mathematics and language you find in engineering, which is just the opposite of what our Darwinian evolution would teach us, which is you would find less sophisticated mathematics, less sophisticated language, and less sophisticated engineering when you go back 12,000 years. So the compartmentalization has been very effective. I'm still searching for more details about the Black Knight satellite and other satellites up there without a whole lot of success so far. Jim, any follow-up on your end?
I'd like to give an example. When the Bush War, the second Bush War in Iraq occurred, the real trigger for going into Iraq was the fact that Saddam's archaeologists had unearthed the new city. These archaeological historical phenomenon are of super great interest to the people that operate the world. They consider themselves, that's their private playground. Outer space is their private playground. And so we have tier one science that spans international borders, of which nobody knows about. And that's what John is referring to, that the U.S., even presidents, I remember Clinton said when he went into office he was going to try and unmask the UFO issue.
Right.
And I think he got a little bit of a small touch on it, but they don't let presidents know things like that. He's out of the loop. The president really isn't the president. So you have to understand who's in charge of things, and that there's a tier one level of science, and all those people are compartmentalized, like John says. So none of them really have a piece of the pie, a big piece of the pie as far as knowledge
right,
is concerned.
Right.
And yeah, so this scientific knowledge goes up the ladder and is controlled in central groups of people who are not scientists.
Jim, the federal government, the men and women who work and are part of it, they look at presidents as temporary, as temps. There was a woman in my neighborhood here where I live. She went to work in Washington, D.C. as a federal employee when Dwight David Eisenhower was president of the United States, and she retired, I think, about 6 or 7 years ago. That's not unusual.
Yeah.
You know, that's a span of quite a few presidents, many decades, and these presidents come and these presidents go, and they're compartmentalized out of a lot of this, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. So you have to understand the tier, like what I call the tier one, two, three levels of science. Somebody like, say, Discover Magazine, or the blogs that are associated with them, or the Scientific American, or National Geographic, Astronomy Magazine, Sky and Telescope. These are tier three magazines. This
right.
is gee-whiz stuff for the general public. Okay, tier two is what you would consider the top level of NASA science, what you see. And a lot of people think, well, that's the top layer of science. No, that's phony baloney, that's smoke and mirrors. And there's a lot of scientists, and it's a big expense to fund the science and all of this phony science and then put that off on the public. But it's worth every penny of it because there's an expense to keeping the public stupid. The tier one science, believe me, you never see. You don't know who works in it. The people, you simply never see them or hear from them. They're under duress as far as their working conditions, and they don't dare talk about anything.
No. There's dire consequences for violating non-disclosed agreements. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com.
Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attack.
Waking up. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 16th day of July. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting free downloads there, such as the U.S. Senate Subcommittee Report on POWs, where they document, and this is printed by the U.S. Government Printing Office, by the way, where they document American servicemen being left behind in communist prisoner camps, World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, with the full knowledge of every president. Very, very serious document. You'll find the energy cleaner for sale there. I use mine every night. I might be down on my hands and knees doing concrete work around here, maybe using the chainsaw. Climb in a radio tower, go to bed with some aches and pains, wake up pain-free with more physical energy, more mental energy, ready to hit it another day. The energy cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. There's a toll-free auto line, so you don't need to give out your credit card over the internet. The toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, before we get to our next caller, do you know what your topic-free radio show is going to be tomorrow evening? Hello, Jim.
There's a couple very... Yes, John.
Go ahead. You're
can
on
you hear
Go
me?
Ahead. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
A couple of very interesting astronomical events coming up. This fall, in October, a comet is going to approach Mars very, very closely. So this is going to be a very big event. That's something I'll be covering. I talked about it last week on my show, and I'll be continuing coverage of that. Also, Pluto, for the first time, is going to be visited by a man-made satellite. And in July of 2015. So that's very interesting to see the speculation coming out of NASA. And it's always interesting to see what they speculate and then what really happens and how
right.
they have to spin it
right.
when the expected doesn't happen.
You know, Jim, Pluto was discovered by modern astronomy, what, about 90, 95 years ago, something like that?
Oh, yeah, I forget the actual year, probably about that.
About that. In Africa, there is a Stone Age people called the Dogon people that have a graphic in a cave that's been as part of their heritage, their cultural heritage, that shows our solar system with Pluto. And this illustration carved into rock is many, many centuries old. Very fascinating stuff.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about ancient knowledge, and it's very clear. In fact, all of the ancient texts prior to the Great Flood, which was 40 days and 40 nights of torrential rain, which came from above, it actually literally came from outer space as we passed through the tail of a large comet. But the world population prior to that was extensive. And so there were many times when the world human population was very large. So,
right.
The history that's being taught today is just phony baloney.
It is, absolutely.
To do with reality.
It is. A regular caller here, Mike in North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. Listen, this is something I've never mentioned in public before. And so this is going to be a first. A large park in this area where I live, my son one day, about 6-7 years back, he just mysteriously wanted me to go one day walking with him. Next thing I know, he veers me off the trail. I get lost within the woods. He said, "This is what I want to show you, Dad." He said, "Me and my friend found this by accident." And I looked at it and I said, "It's a crash site." And he said, "Yeah." He said, "I know it is." And he said, "Something crashed here." And I said, "Well, we looked at the size of the trees, and we could figure out about when this thing crashed." Okay, so it was no problem.
Right.
So we took some substance samples and things there, and some of it kind of looked like slag. When I said, "Well, that's from the heat of this object, whatever this is," I said, "This thing was hot."
Right.
It hit. And you could tell it crashed because you could tell by the trees around the kind of path that it came in on, you know, and then the trees grew up. So we took all the stuff back and stuff that he had found previously, and we found some metal fragments that were welded with a very, very, very tight weave. We actually found some welds. And at the time that this vehicle crashed, and I have to say vehicle, what kind I can't tell you, it crashed, we did not have that kind of equipment at that time to do that kind of welds.
How long ago are we talking about?
Oh, this vehicle crashed at the time, probably back in about the 50s.
Okay, all right.
That's about what we're figuring back in, probably judging by the trees, the size of the trees, you can count rings and all that sort of stuff. You can estimate after a while. So somewhere probably back in the 50s is when this thing crashed. And this brush and stuff kind of grew up over, but it was obvious that it was there. It wasn't a huge vehicle, but it was fairly large. At any rate, the fragments that he had, you could hold on to it in your hand, and no matter how much heat you put to that metal, it would not transmit to your hand. It would not hold the heat.
Really?
And so I told him, and then the slag, and I looked at that kind of slag, and he wanted to know what to do, and I said, "Son," I said, "you, one thing you don't want to do," I said, "you don't want to contact government officials. You don't want to contact any labs or anything, because they're all connected to the government." I said, "You give me a chance. I know some people to call." And I said, "You guys are going to take some time. Let me line it up." Well, I guess I was a little bit too slow for him. he went ahead and found somebody to contact, I think at a university. He sent the samples off. They came back and said that when they tested it, that nothing there appeared on their periodic table.
Right.
But yet it was from Earth. And I said, son, if it's not on the periodic table, it's not from Earth. I said, I'm sorry.
Right.
And I said, you've made a terrible mistake by not listening. I said, you're never going to get that stuff back. I said,
That's gone.
He never got it back.
Of course not.
Now, he kept some samples in the house, and I said, give them to me. I know where to go. This just shows you how people don't trust you, right? I said, give them to me. Who trusts Dad anyhow?
Right.
I said, give them to me. I know where to put this stuff. He said, no, I got it safe in my house. Well, one day he comes home, and I said, they're going to come into your house. They know what to look for because you've told them. And sure enough, he comes home, and it's all gone.
Of course.
And anyhow, then I said, we got to get back to this crash site. I said, how come? And I said, I don't know where it is in that woods. You lost me in that woods on purpose. I said, now, let's get back. I said, I know we're not supposed to be digging in this public woods, but I said, I know how to sneak in shovels, and we can at least, with cameras and things, document this thing. Well, he wouldn't take me back in. He went with a friend, and guess what? Somebody had been in there and dug up the whole area. It was gone.
Of course.
Anyhow, I just thought I would let people know out there that if anybody thinks we're alone in this universe, they got to be crazy.
Mike, we appreciate the call. Thank you. Jim, any follow-up on that?
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, personally, as a scientist, I don't know what's going on with all of this. You know, you have black science that is, producing things that we have no idea. Germany was very advanced in World War II. So, you know, it's hard to say where things came from, the question of, the source of these things is just impossible to say. But the one thing you can say for certain is the public is out of the loop.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jim, we're down to the last less than a minute here. Any final thoughts before we wrap up the show?
Just once again, people, be water independent. Know your list of food providers. And my recommendation is just simply avoid the supermarkets. The big chains rely heavily on the production of the Grocery Manufacturer Association, the companies that provide those. And your chances of finding real food in a grocery store are pretty much zero.
Absolutely.
So that's my recommendation.
Okay. Well, Jim, thank you, sir. Well, I appreciate you being with us.
Yes. Take care,
okay.
Jack.
Have a great day. Professor James McKinney, linked at my links page, thelibertyman.com. My second hour begins in an hour with Tim Spencer. We'll be talking about geopolitical matters. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. Look forward to talking to a lot of you about an hour from now on Blog Talk Radio, linked on my homepage, top right corner. God bless America.